Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Residents with birthdays in April are Shirley Lansing, Bernice Graham and Ray Rainey. Cheryl Magoto from Qu'Appelle visited her mom, Irene Magoto, for a few days at Easter time. Easter visitors with Les and Bernice Graham were Tim and Heather and family, also visiting, Dennis and Joan Hack from Rokenville. Charmaine Rainey spent Easter weekend with Catherine and Gary Messina in Brandon. Grandson Ryan Messina joined them for Easter dinner. Karen Namiak brought us a beautiful Easter plant. Audrey Waters has retired. A tea will be held April 21st, to wish her well. A singer, Gary Gould, will be coming April 19th to entertain us. My great-grandson Zane Hodgins is in the festival on April 18th and 24, so I will be going to hear him. Raymond Everett from Brandon visited Grandma, Ethel Bowles, and had supper with her on April 14th. Sharon and Alan Pedlow of Brandon had a great visit with Aunt, Ethel Bowles. They were watching a hockey game in Verdon with Miniota Elkhorn playing on Sunday. Miniota by Linda Clark. Our sympathy is extended to Donna and Bob Gardham and Irene and Ken McFarlane and their families on the death of their aunt Rena Horner. Rena, wife of the late Stan Horner, was a resident at the Westman Nursing Home in Verdon. Brenda Leland accompanied her sister Barb Noodle on a trip west, with a stop at Invermere, Alta, to spend time with Barb's son, Christopher Noodle and his family, and then on to BC with stops along the way for visiting family and sightseeing. Sheila Kokerids enjoyed a getaway to Calgary, first to spend time with her daughter Amanda and Rob Aaron and grandchildren Cagney and Riken. She then traveled with her daughter Angela Kokerids and grandson Yusuf to Banff for a holiday of beautiful sights. Sonia Cameron and Leona Joseph enjoyed their holiday to Dallas, Texas, despite some airline delays. They visited with Sonia's mother and sister and other family members and friends. Congratulations to Casey Fouillard, daughter of Melissa and Mike Mitchell, for a most successful first year of hockey with the Assiniboine Community College Cougars women's squad. The Cougars traveled to Marlborough, Massachusetts, making it all the way to the semifinals of the American Collegiate Hockey Association Division Tournament. The Miniota Elkhorn Seahawks won Game 2 in this final series played at Verdon Tundra Place. They play again in Winnipeg on April 23. Good luck, Seahawks! Group 1 of the Miniota UCW catered a delicious roast beef supper on Sunday, April 16. On such a beautiful day, fellowship was enjoyed as many from surrounding communities supported this event and took the time for a visit. The Midwest School of Dance held their recital at the Hamiota Collegiate on April 16. Congratulations to our Miniota dancers, Gemma Sheen, Blair Howard, Katie Howard, Lexi Brown, and Tiffany Brown, for their wonderful performances. Welcome home to Snowbirds Don and Sandra Armitage. Sandra writes of their winter. 3 months later, after driving south to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, then west to New Mexico, and Arizona, we have arrived back home with many new memories and knowledge about new places. Our motor home in Llano Grande RV Park, in Mercedes, Texas, was our home for 5 weeks. We enjoyed the very Hispanic area here, the sunshine, and the palm trees before packing up and moving on to the chilly state of New Mexico. Here we saw a lot of old history, and explored Billy the Kid country, walked on the white sands west of Alamogordo, as well as ate some of the chili stews common there. Then west to Arizona where we spent time in Mesa, Lake Havasu, and Cottonwood, Sedona. A highlight in this area was the super bloom of the desert. Flowers blanketed parts of the desert, and the orange California poppies hugged the Mojave Desert mountains. We hiked in the Mesa, Apache Junction area with our son Lyle and family, enjoying the saguaro cactus and brittle brush blossoms. Throughout our trip we were able to find pickleball courts to play on and met many great people. Hiking was also available everywhere so we took some of this in also, giving us close-up views of the beautiful landscapes. Our trip home included driving Route 66 and we took it easy, past Winslow, Arizona. It was a good winter and we hope to continue our travels again next year. Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better. Albert Einstein. Isabella by Linda Clark. Our Isabella community extends deepest sympathy to Brenda and Robert Still and their family on the death of Brenda's mother, Frida Radlinsky, of Beulah. Our thoughts are with you all on the loss of your mother and grandmother. Abby and Heidi Clark enjoyed a warm holiday to Belize, taking in the sights and the culture of the area. Congratulations to our Isabella dancers, Amanda Gregory, Zoe Knight, Acadia Huberto, Avery Clark and Heidi Clark, who are members of the Midwest School of Dance on their wonderful energetic performances with such beautiful costumes at the wind-up recital at the Hamiota Collegiate on April 16. Congratulations to Heidi Clark, who was one of the graduating members of the dance club. Tana and Acadia Huberto were a part of the Strathclair Drama Club this year, and are performing in the Addams Family April 17-22. Congratulations, ladies.